They all got interned. Four seats for the doctor.
I'll call the meeting of the Sussex County Council, February 9th, to order. First item on the agenda is the approval. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes for the agenda?
Yes. Under executive session, I'd like to strike land acquisition.
Okay. Does council have any other changes?
Not this time.
If so, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes in the packet this week were the January 26th minutes. Are there any changes? Not, I'll consider them approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Council have any correspondence?
Give it to him.
If not, we'll go to Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
Okay, the first item is Employee of the Quarter. And we have with us Mr. Mike Jones from the Community Development Housing Office. And maybe Mr. Jones could come up to the podium. And his boss, Mr. Bill LaCates. And Mr. Jones was selected as Employee of the Quarter. We do not today have his clock and tribute together for him due to the storm. However, maybe Mr. LaCates might want to make a few comments. However, I can tell you that an example of Mr. Jones' dedication is that he was out the EOC. How many hours, Mike, straight?
24.
24 hours, Friday night, all through Friday night, taking calls from residents just as he volunteered. And he's one of the employees that has helped. And I know Mr. LaCates can probably give you examples of some of the great things he does for us at work.
Well, my evaluations are always on an excellent side. I am blessed, I've told you before, with great staff. The county is too, the entire staff I have. And Mike is, with all our, the big thing that Mike really has been doing the last quarter, with all our stimulus funding and extra work, Mike has had to take the whole load of CDBG, writing up jobs out in the field just about all day long to keep us afloat. And as you know, Council, that is our main funding pot for the grant that we get. And Mike always does an extra job. And as Dave said, as soon as he saw it, he volunteered to go out there.
Awesome. We really appreciate it, Mike. Hopefully when the weather clears, we'll be able to get you.
No problem.
Token of our appreciation.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a part of it. Like Mr. LaCates says, we have an awesome office out there we work with. Everybody works super hard with what's going on right now with our department. And, you know, we just try to do our best and try to help the community as best we can with just, you know, what we have to work with.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is property tax penalty amnesty program. And just for your information, notices and statements were mailed out last week to delinquent property taxpayers. Almost 15,900 statements were sent out to delinquent taxpayers last Thursday and Friday. The total of that is approximately $8 million. That includes county and school taxes. School taxes are typically about 85% of that total. This offer has been made to all delinquent county taxpayers from each school district. Each school district has agreed to the proposal, which would say they enables delinquent taxpayers to save 50% on billed penalty charges. And as you, in the notice, there are due dates. The program is available for the next month. And this matches up with our program for our water and sewer customers also.
How many dollars was that, Dave? How many millions?
About $8 million in total. Now, roughly 85% of that is school district funds.
Yeah. I've gotten a couple calls from people, you know, concerned that we're rewarding those who have been delinquent. But when I tell them that we charge an 18% interest rate, they understand that it's not that much of a benefit. But it is something that I hope those folks will take advantage of, because the next step is going to be a lot more severe, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. We have hired, as you're aware, a collection manager, Ms. Katrina Mears, and we are attempting to improve our collections. We're making many different attempts. The next item is wastewater stimulus grant update. And I have a copy of some information for you. We are very pleased to announce that the county has met the contract award and loan closing requirements for the $14.6 million of wastewater stimulus funding. Loan closing for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, all the documents and whatnot was actually sent to the state and received by the state yesterday, which was the state's deadline for the last of those loans. So we were able to meet those requirements. Each of these contracts has been awarded per the federal timeframes. This enables the county to take advantage of almost $7.7 million in grant funding for these projects. We'd like to especially thank the County Engineering Department employees, including Mike Izzo, Jeff James, and the County Finance Department, Susan Webb, especially for help with all the bond closings. And there are many different employees that have worked. Mike's here. He can better, he could probably explain more. There are many different county employees that worked on these projects and staff to rush them and get them out the door to meet the federal time frame. And then the next item is airport advisory committee appointments. At the January 26th meeting, county council meeting, the county council deferred on acting on a list of suggested members for the airport advisory committee. The purpose of the committee is to advise the county council regarding various airport issues. The council discussed possibly adding another member to the committee, perhaps someone from the community or the town. One possibility would be to add Mr. Richard Wilson to serve on the committee. He lives near the airport and has shown interest in airport issues in the past. And as a community member, he would help provide input from the nearby residents, as well as help the residents better understand the various airport issues.
Is there any objection to adding Mr. Wilson? If not, I think that'll be fine, Mr. Baker.
Okay.
Do we need to make a motion or just tell him?
I think Mr. Baker has the authority, or would you prefer a motion, Mr. Moore?
I would prefer a motion, if that's okay.
Okay, I have a motion to add Mr. Wilson to the Airport Advisory Committee.
Had you put any on yet? Hadn't we deferred on all of them? So we hadn't had
you need to do the whole thing,
that's
though.
That's right, yeah.
We had not had a motion on any, correct. So okay. Instead of just adding, yeah. We'd need the motion for the entire.
Good idea. Yeah.
That's true. Mr. Baker, could you read that entire list? Maybe we could go ahead and get it wrapped up.
Mr. Sam Wilson, County Council member, David Baker, County Administrator, Mike Izzo, County Engineer, Julie Wheatley, County Economic Development Director, Garrett Dernoga, Fixed Base Operator, Larry Kelly, Airport Tenant, Jeff Reed, Commercial Airport Tenant, Craig Hudson, and Gus Kroll, aircraft owners at the airport, Mark Ryan, industrial park representative from PATS, Dave Kenton, representative at large, and Mr. Richard Wilson from the Georgetown community.
I'll entertain that motion.
You got it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Airport Advisory Committee as read by Mr. Baker. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And then the last item is a report on the storm. There you go. The County Emergency Operations Center has been active since Friday morning in coordinating response to the severe snowstorm and blizzard that affected all of Sussex County. As you're aware, over 2 feet of snow fell in Sussex County with blizzard conditions, strong northeast winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, and low temperatures falling into the teens. This has resulted in many problems throughout the county. Our number one concern has been electric outages. During the height of the storm, approximately 40,000 homes and businesses were without electric from DP&L and the Delaware Electric Co-op. Even this morning, approximately 4,500 homes and businesses remained without power. The coordinated effort at the EOC was to especially help those individuals without electric and without heat and to provide for other emergency responses as quickly as possible. Even yesterday, approximately 15,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. National Guard and Delaware Department of Transportation, in a coordinated effort through the EOC, have been on the road since Friday, 24 hours a day, helping individuals who need to leave their home for emergency reasons. In many cases, National Guard vehicles were the only feasible and safe means to pick up and transport patients who were without heat, needed dialysis treatment, or had other medical concerns. 3 shelters were opened in the county at Sussex Central High School, Cape and Lopen High School, and Milford Middle School. Yesterday, on February 8th, individuals staying at Cape and Lopen High School shelter were transported to Milford Middle School, and Cape and Lopen shelter was closed. Many other problems that are a result of the storm, as our residents are fully aware. Road travel has been very difficult, especially in developments. DelDOT has reported that primary roads have been cleared. The vast majority of secondary roads have been cleared with 2 passable lanes, but developments have not been addressed. DelDOT's emphasis today will be to attempt to clear roads within developments as much as possible. Other problems include trees down, fuel shortages, and roof problems. A current concern is weight on roofs, especially with the oncoming storm. I'd like to especially thank representatives from the many agencies that have worked hard all weekend to address the needs of the residents of the county. The EOC and Georgetown Housing will continue to be active as needed. Representatives from the National Guard, DelDOT, State Police, DENREC, Delaware Electric Co-op, County Paramedics, Delaware Emergency Management Agency, and of course our Emergency Preparedness Department have been at the EOC 24 hours a day since Friday morning. The later meeting, we would like to thank those who have worked so hard to respond to the event. There are always problems in an extraordinary event like this. However, overall, there was excellent coordination between the various agencies, and the new EOC building proved its value. We are anticipating, in fact, I left the EOC this morning. We are anticipating another storm with snow accumulations are estimated from 4 inches in the coastal area up to 12 to 15 inches in the northern part of the county with strong winds tomorrow. Almost blizzard-like conditions similar to what we saw Saturday. So our EOC continues and will continue to be up and running, and we have representatives there that will stay there 24 hours a day to help coordinate the response to the storm.
Left one group out, Dave, the farmers.
It's true, right?
I saw a lot of farmers, many different areas, just out pushing roads everywhere.
That's right. There were many residents who owned their own farmers and others that used their own equipment and volunteered to help as much as possible. In fact, I know there was even some of the National Guard vehicles got stuck and farmers came and helped as needed, just on their own. And our residents have really stepped up to help everybody as needed.
Dave Baker would be in there too.
May I say something?
Yes, Ms. Deaver.
I apologize for being late. I got stuck in our drive, in our little private drive. And all the neighbors came over and took care of me, and I'm very grateful to be here.
I was able to sneak out to the EOC a couple days this weekend, and I have to say, Mr. Baker, you deserve a medal. Dave Baker was there throughout this. I think he finally got home to see his wife maybe Sunday night. Incredible leadership we have in this county. I know personnel is keeping track. When the dust finally settles on all this, sometime next week or March or April, whenever these storms stop, We want to recognize a lot of the employees that have spent so much time out there. Many of them aren't even part of the normal EOC, but a call went out late last week to county employees if they wanted to come in and help. And I saw some there that I know weren't part of the traditional EOC operation, spending, you know, 24-hour shifts trying to help out. Several rooms had cots in them, and I know people were trying to catch a few winks before they went out and answered calls. It got very desperate. I guess it was Sunday morning. As many of these folks had been out of electric since Friday night, Saturday morning, and they finally came to the realization that they needed help. I think Saturday, a lot of them figured the lights would come back on shortly. And by Sunday morning, the calls really started coming in hard, and the National Guard was having a very difficult time keeping up. But cool heads like Mr. Baker, Joe Thomas, of course, spent the entire weekend there, and a lot of others need a great, great token of our appreciation when the time comes. All right, anything else from Mr. Baker?
No, I just want to reiterate the real phone number to call if you need help from the Emergency Operations Center. I've heard two different ones, and I just want to make sure what it is, what's the number we should give out.
It's 856-7366.
Thank you.
You know, if there is a medical emergency, of course, or a fire, of course, they should call 911.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Hal Godwin, is he available? Okay. We will.
I could start that item if you like.
All right, Mr. Baker, legislative update.
I didn't know that number. I'll put